The state that's north of Georgia, where Nashville and Chattanooga are, is... It's ten...
I can't go. It says it made what?
The state.
Ooh,
that's
state.
North of Georgia. And it's the place where Chattanooga and Memphis
well,
are.
Well, Tennessee and...
Okay.
Yeah.
If a person is in trouble, you would try to...
Help him.
If a person wants to go to heaven, he has to follow the straight and...
No way.
Okay. I'd like to help you, but I just...
Okay.
Another name for an automobile is a... Another name for an automobile is a... What? What's a shorter way of saying that?
A shorter way of saying the automobile?
Uh-huh. She just said it.
Car.
Yeah, you said car.
Okay. Let's see, my mother might say to me, this man is your uncle, and his wife is...
Lady.
Okay. Before birds lay their eggs, they build...
A nest.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at...
At school.
Well, now, what do you call the furniture they sit on? They used
bench,
to...
Bench.
Well, now, they used to sit on benches, but now they sit at...
Sit on chairs.
Yeah. Yeah, there's another word still.
What?
What she's saying.
Well...
The
desk. The desk.
Okay. Before a boy fights, he might clench both his...
Yeah, his. Yeah.
Okay. A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime that stings and draws blood is called what?
Called warfare, exactly what you want.
Okay. There's another kind, too, that has, that it's a little tiny, skinny looking thing and draws blood.
Well, yeah, it's also a hornet.
Yeah. It's another one that's a little more common than that, though.
Wasp and,
Yeah, still another one though. You can, when it draws blood, you can sometimes, if you squash it, you get blood on you. What I'm talking about?
Well, horse flies. And
yeah.
How about town flies?
How about a mosquito?
Yeah, a mosquito.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. If, on a beautiful clear day, you might look up in the sky and say, gee, what a beautiful day. There's not a what in the
sky. Cloudy, just a little clear.
Right now we are sitting inside your
house.
If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general word could you use to refer to it? You might say, I'm going to get my shotgun and get that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Maybe it'd be a squirrel.
Well, if you didn't know that it was a squirrel, if you just knew something was bothering your chickens.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what I do. Get something other to it.
Yeah. But now what would you call that animal that you didn't know what it was? Something bothers your chickens and you hear it and you say, oh, I'm gonna get my shotgun and get that.
Well, I don't know what you call it, but I know the old possum and things better get down and we're gonna kill them.
Well, would you ever use the word vomit?
Vomit, yeah.
Okay. Would you ever use that word to refer to a person? Do you ever call a person a vomit?
No, I don't call them.
Okay. What's a little animal that's about, about this long, I guess, about that long, and it lives in the ocean, and when you cook it, it turns pink, and it curls around like that. You know what I'm talking about?
It's a fish or a...
It's a special kind of little fish. It's not an oyster or a crab. It's something else.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trout?
No, what she said.
Shrimp.
No, I know. They don't know all of them.
Well, now, have you ever eaten those?
No.
Okay. If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to wash it in cool water because hot water will make wool...